I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on at Northern Michigan University as part of our Wildcat Wednesday. Today we talked with Bob Esslinger. He's the interim dean of the College of Technology and Occupational Sciences at NMU, and we found out more about the program and how you can get involved. Here's more with Bob Esslinger.
It shows the interest and the attempt of the administration to put some more focus on some of the programs down at the Jacob Eddy Complex, specifically those that fall within the College of Technology and Occupational Sciences. You know, this is not the first time it's been a college. It was a college many years ago. It became a school along with engineering technology at one time. And then the two of them as departments, individual departments, went into the College of Professional Studies. And so this is kind of a return, but it's I think it's great. I think it really speaks well of the seriousness of the administration in supporting these kind of programs and industry in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in general.
What are some of the programs that you're talking about?
Well, there's 17 programs down in the college. There's two bachelor programs, construction management, hospitality, and tourism management. There's six associate degrees, things like automotive service technology, aviation maintenance technology, building technology, climate control technology, industrial maintenance technology, hospitality management. And then you've got nine certificate programs, automotive service certificate, aviation maintenance technology certificate. You know, the list goes on. And then six of those can be minors as well at the university.
So you know, it does sound very hands-on, like that kind of aspect of it, which has operated out of that building for decades now, that kind of education there. But it really drives home the point that there is a definite educational component to this, that there's a lot to learn to be able to do these skills, do these jobs.
Absolutely. And you're right. It's there. All of those programs are hands-on, applied programs. It's real-world stuff. It's really designed to give students that experience of working in those occupations and industries, and the faculty are great down there. They're experts in their field, and they really are interested in the students getting the best education that they possibly can.
We are talking with Bob Esslinger. He's interim dean of the College of Technology and Occupational Sciences at Northern Michigan University, part of our Wildcat Wednesday series. Bob, I have to ask you that this would really be an appropriate thing for a lot of different people, but I know that right now with some of the labor, the job transitions in the market, and maybe some folks are looking for some new careers with the mine closing, those kinds of things, this would really be worth checking out, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I've been participating on the Cliffs transition team for quite a while with that intent. We're putting together a picnic for the affected Cliffs employees. It's going to be toward the end of September. We're looking at two dates right now. I think it's the 23rd and 24th, but we'll have more out. That'll be a direct invitation to those employees that'll be affected. It'll be an informal opportunity for them out in Ishpeming. We're going to do it at Elkwall. It'll be an informal opportunity for them to walk around and visit the tables of each of the programs, talk to the faculty, you know, one-on-one and in a pretty informal setting, just to kind of give them the information they need. What I don't think they need is for us to stand in front of them in an auditorium and to, you know, lecture, if you will, sure, about what the programs are. We want to just come out, meet with them
here's the options.
Yep, bring them some information.
How do people find out more about these programs that you have there and maybe possibly get a tour, get an orientation, get a chance to find out more?
Absolutely. They can go on the web at www.nmu.edu/TOS. They can also call 906-227-2190. They can talk to Michelle there. She can set them up with appropriate faculty or department head for what they're interested in. They can call me, 227-2212. Any number of, we'd be happy to talk to them. They can go. One of the things, you know, you mentioned the Cliffs folks, and one of the things that we're telling them as they come in, and we've had a number of them come in who are expecting to be laid off, is two things that they need to do. One is get into admissions and get that process going at the university, and they need to get to Michigan Works. That's their starting point for the benefits that come from the TAA.
But also find out more about the College of Technology and Occupational Sciences at the website, which is?
Absolutely, www.nmu.edu/TOS.
That's Bob Esslinger, the interim dean of the College of Technology and Occupational Sciences at Northern Michigan University. It's part of our Wildcat Wednesday here on Great Lakes Radio. I'm Walt Lindelof.